What Astrology Teaches Us by Isabel Hickey. Astrology is not meant to be a primarily predictive science. It's meant to be for understanding ourselves and also for understanding other people. I've had a number of interviews recently where I was amazed that people thought it was fatalistic. It's not, absolutely not. There's nothing in a horoscope, that blueprint, that pattern, that you cannot change if you want to. I've seen this over the years. It's the stories of the cycles and rhythms you're going through and what you've brought over from the past to work out. It shows your character. You can read it the day a child is born, and you can tell what they've brought over as a blessing and what they've brought over as a challenge that they have to change. But that's only the personality pattern. Behind the personality lies your real self, and you center yourself in that essential thing. A great while ago, an Eastern teacher taught me something, and I've watched it work over the years. We are vibrationally connected to everything that happens to us. There's only one way we can change what we do in this life, and that is by changing our attitude toward it. This changes our consciousness. This is a cosmic law that few people know. By changing your attitude, one of two things has to happen. Either the person or the problem will be completely removed without any harm to anyone, or that person or problem will change so much that you'll be able to live with it very easily. Now, in over 30 years, I've never seen it proved wrong in a person who changed their attitude, their consciousness. This world of appearance is not the creative world. This is the world of manifestation that always changes. We create our conditions inside us. And if we want to change what's manifesting in the world of appearance, we must change ourselves and our consciousness. That's how we change what happens. I've seen this verified over and over. Never saw it wrong. When we change our attitude, we start blessing that which we're fighting against.